Following my successful, albeit harrowing, appearance on the Grand Ole Opry, Dad and I had a conversation about whether I should consider performing country music. I enjoyed writing songs and playing guitar as part of somebody else's band, but at that point, I certainly did not see myself as an artist. Dad, however, saw potential in his boy, but he was also trying to be a realist, knowing a bit from his own experience, as well as relationships with other career musicians, how difficult it was to make a living as a musician, especially as a Christian artist at the time. If you're going to pursue music, country music is much bigger than gospel, Dad reminded me. Dad wasn't suggesting I compromise my Christian convictions. He simply saw the opportunities. So he asked, "Son, why don't you consider doing country music? You've been on the Grand Ole Opry and you did good. And they liked you." At the time, Ricky Skaggs' career was soaring. A fantastic musician known as a top-tier country and bluegrass artist, Ricky is also a dedicated Christian. Dad mentioned Ricky as an example of someone who worked in mainstream music without compromising his faith. "Dad, I love performing. I enjoy performing at Opryland, and I was really thrilled to play on the Grand Ole Opry," I said. "But I really feel like God has made me to write music about my faith. That's what is most natural for me. When I do country music, it's like putting on a costume. But when I sing about my faith, it feels right." Dad looked at me respectfully. "If that's what you really believe, okay. But just keep your heart open and pray about it." Dad had always told me, "Son, if you please God, you're going to please me." Whether I was doing a job or going out on a date, Dad reminded me of that adage. It was another of his famous sayings. I knew he felt the same way about my music. Although my heart seemed most alive when I wrote and sang gospel music, I did as Dad asked and considered going country, if that could help me have conversations about God in secular venues. Amy Grant was doing some shows that went beyond the Christian music venues and had found a receptive audience both in and out of churches. Maybe I could too. Some of my fellow musicians at Opryland that summer eventually became the platinum album-selling, award-winning country band Diamond Rio. Marty Rowe and Jimmy Olander were in the Opryland group originally known as the Grizzly River Boys, named after one of the theme park's attractions. Marty and I were Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs together in the Opryland show. During our breaks, Marty and I had discussions backstage about Christians in country music and potentially having a larger influence. Marty posed the possibility of me being a Christian who performed country music. "You need to do country music," Marty encouraged me, "because we need Christians in country music too. You can have a big influence with the country music audience." "I hear you, Marty, but the songs I write and what I love to sing most are songs that talk pretty honestly and openly about my faith and my relationship with God. That just seems like what God made me to do," I said. Even though I hadn't had any success getting one of my songs recorded by an artist, I felt it was right around the corner, and leaving Nashville at this point to go back to school seemed like a bad idea. So I stayed on at Opryland through the fall of 1982 and set my sights on getting my career started as a songwriter.